ganja, Mary Jane, weed, pot, whatever you're going to call it. It's all the same. It's marijuana. Yeah. And the question is it time to legalize marijuana here in Pennsylvania? And this is Chick to Chick. All right, so we posed that question, is it time to legalize marijuana here in Pennsylvania? And the reason why we're bringing it up is because our governor made a pitch for a new budget, which kicks in July 1st of 2024. And part of the budget is he wants to legalize marijuana here in Pennsylvania. Now, medical marijuana is already legal. Right. This is recreational. And his point is, you know what? All of our neighboring states have already done it. They're cashing in. So why don't we cash in? He wants to tax marijuana sales, put a 20% tax is what you call a sin tax. And he says it's time for us to reap the benefits of that. And he wants it legalized by July of this year and a program up and running by January of next year.
And really, we've been talking about this for a while. We started year of our 5 years of a podcast talking about this. Today, we're bringing on Representative Cheryl Delosier. What do you want to say right out of the gate about what is happening with this bill?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for being, you know, letting me come on and talk about some of these issues, because I think there's a lot of issues around this idea. Throwing it out as a gauntlet by the governor to say, this is what I'd like to get done by July 1st. And that is just not even going to be possible in the sense of regulation and what this has to do and all the nitty gritty details. But I do believe that when I talk to law enforcement, when I talk to DAs, when I talk to those in the 88th district, I've taken a poll in my district, and majority of people are against recreational marijuana. And so, you know, I vote my district, and so that's where I'm coming down. But I've done a number of research and talking about what it is that and why people feel as strongly as they do on the issue. And people feel very strongly both ways, to be fair. But the capability of understanding why folks are against it is pretty strong in my district.
So medical marijuana is legal here in Pennsylvania. That program is up and running, and people seem to think that this is working fine. So what's the problem, Cheryl? I'm going to play devil's advocate with you. What's the problem? Why not legalize it on a recreational basis?
Well, I think first and foremost, if you take a look, and to be perfectly honest, when we passed this in 2016, I was part of the group, working group, to get that bill going. And to be honest, right before that and prior to that, I was against medical marijuana. And the reason that I was against it was because of the gateway drug issue, because of law enforcement being against it, because of those prosecuting crimes being against it. And I will say that in talking to many of my constituents, parents of epileptic children, those with some form of cancer and not inability to operate, and they've tried it and it helped them. So those passionate pleas by constituents were very much what swayed me on medical marijuana. And so we worked on it and we came out with 16 ailments. And I want to point out the fact that the purpose of that was for epilepsy, was for those suffering from cancer. But now has been expanded to 27 ailments that you can get a card for. And, you know, you can get a doctor's note online.
Yeah.
You don't even have to, like, sit down with someone. Now we have it over, you know, if someone is anxious, we've gone from zero cases to over 280,000 a year. And none of that has to do with epilepsy or cancer, which is really the reason that we started doing this. So now we're saying we're going to go to recreational. And there's been a lot of conversation about it. We had hearings this week. I listened to that. I'm not on that committee, but it was a very enlightening hearing on points on both sides. And I do believe that it's going to be kind of an uphill battle.
So are you saying that, you know, really what was in place before has been, you know, taken a whole new turn, and essentially now there's no real guardrails because you're just able to label to have this done? So the concern would be, if you're going to legalize it, there could be far more implications with all kinds of things. You talked about law enforcement. What are these other things that creates that worry?
Well, you know, it's great for the governor to put it out there and have a headline. you know, and I believe this governor is, that is his goal, is headline grabbing, and that he's, you know, beating it to his base, you know, and he's making sure that his base knows that he's beating the bushes for them. What are those issues? I would say DUI is a first and foremost primary issue that really causes a problem, because our law enforcement stops somebody. At what point does the THC stop working in the body and stop having an effect on their capability of operating a vehicle or operating any type of equipment? Another issue is the fact that with the federal government, it's not legal at the federal level. It is still a Schedule One drug. And so therefore, banks can't work with entities that deal in this industry. So it's a cash industry. We have attorneys that can't give advice in how to operate a business because it's illegal at the federal level. And therefore, they are, you know, their hands are tied. So there's many ways and issues that we have to iron out long before. We still have to iron that out for the medical marijuana side, never mind expanding it to recreational marijuana. So when we then open the doors, and one of the issues that came out in the hearing as well was from Colorado. And there have been some significant issues in Colorado to be able to recognize the fact that the impact has been freewheeling marijuana pot, whatever you want to call it. And there is no guardrails. And I think, you know, in Pennsylvania, I think we need to be very careful and learn from their errors and learn from their mistakes and learn from what walls they're running up against, if they're honest about it, and figure out a way, you know, if this is the route that people want to go in Pennsylvania, we got to figure out how to do it the right way.
You brought up a couple of interesting points. The Colorado issue, I had a few friends who were out in Denver, and they just said that the crime is horrific and that people are walking around high and stoned, and the crime has gone through the roof. The other thing that you brought up is, you know, it seems like everything's a headline these days.
Yeah.
You know, you see the headline, right?
Vote grab. Yeah.
So the governor wants to legalize marijuana. Click.
Yep.
You know, people don't read the articles. They don't read and get into the details. They don't understand the nitty gritty of it, that things take a lot of time to get implemented, to become legal. And I just, as Carrie said, I feel like a lot of things that are going on are just a vote grab. Like, oh, well, I want to vote for him because he wants to legalize. What's the meat and potatoes behind this?
Yeah.
For people to understand, things don't happen that quickly. Mm-hmm. We don't cross the street that quickly in Pennsylvania. It's April. You guys have to have a budget in place by July. Is this even possible to do?
I don't believe it is, Flora, to be perfectly honest, because the bottom line with this issue is there are so many details and so many issues that have to be ironed out. It's great, as we said, to have that headline. And you know, we kind of laughed that the governor sends out, you know, five press releases a day in my email, you know, that I receive. So the capability of grabbing that headline is one thing. But we saw during budget appropriations hearings, time and time and time again, not just on this issue, but on whether it's education plan, whether it's higher education plan. They asked the higher education, you know, directors and the chancellor and all of the professionals in that industry, what are the details? They have none. And like you said, are we going to get this done by July 1? No, we're not going to. There's no way.
There's no way.
You know,
it's just right around the corner.
Even when we were doing the medical... No way. It's just not going to happen.
It's not happening.
Well, one of the things that's in this too is the $15 million in the first year, if this were, you know, to go through. And they're talking about the restorative justice initiatives. Can you talk about that? Again, these are things that people don't understand that are kind of hidden and going on with all this.
They plan on when this passes, you know, when this passes for those that support it, they're going to go back and clean and everybody who's been ever charged with any marijuana charge whatsoever, they're going to expunge that record. Okay. Well, I would turn around and say, well, number one, we just passed a clean slate with low level drug crimes. The individuals that deserve that second chance are not violent individuals, are not people that have long records that deserve this restorative justice as a blanket across the entire record that they may have. We have things in place already, like clean slate. If they are eligible for clean slate, they will be clean slated, and that is absolutely their record, and it will include low-level drug crimes like a marijuana charge. Mm-hmm. We're not talking cocaine or anything else or any of the fentanyl or any of that that's happening out there. So it's already in place. for those that are eligible. So I take, you know, kind of a step back when someone says, oh, we're going to go through all the records. We've got the fair way of going about it with clean slate. We don't need to wipe records clean of individuals that are out there selling at high level amounts, drug trafficking for all intents and purposes, right. But just because it had marijuana attached to it, that they get a free ride.
Mm, good point.
Okay, so I'm going to play the devil's advocate with you. You know, the governor said, hey, we've got all these neighboring states who've legalized marijuana. They're cashing in. Why shouldn't we? The same thing happened with casinos. Mm-hmm. You know, New Jersey was cashing in with all of those casinos. Now we've opened up our own casinos. The money's staying here in Pennsylvania. Shouldn't the money stay here in Pennsylvania? People are smoking weed. We know that. They're going out of state to buy it or they're getting it wherever. Shouldn't we just legalize it so we can cash in like we did with the casinos?
Well, it would be lovely to have revenue streams. We're always, as legislatures, looking for that, certainly. But I very strongly believe that you also have to do the right thing. And, you know, as my mother said growing up, well, if somebody else jumps off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge too. So I always said, well, no, of course not. Well, and I think that this is where Pennsylvania has to be very cautious as to how we go about it. Pennsylvania is not New Jersey. Pennsylvania is not Maryland. Pennsylvania is not Colorado, thank God. And there's a reason for that. And we need to stand up for what our folks want and who elected us. Right now, the capability of going back to your district and saying, oh, well, do you support recreational marijuana, you know, you have to have that conversation. So jumping in just because everybody else did, you know, my mom always said that wasn't a really smart move. And I kind of agree with it.
Good. Very good point. You know, any last minute things you want to say, Cheryl, because there are definitely split people. I'm one of them. I'm listening to you. I also have kind of my own thoughts on legalizing it. What is something that you want to drive home and the importance of why this probably isn't a good idea?
Well, I think the ability for us to recognize that things evolve. Okay. So is it good right this second? No, I think there's so many questions out there. DUI, federal government, some of the things we talked about need to be fixed and need to be figured out before we can jump in by July 1st and have recreational marijuana for all. Will this happen in 10 years? Will this happen in 5 years? Maybe. But what I'm saying at this point in time is no one's been able to answer those questions. Mm-hmm. And I want to protect our young people. I want to protect our citizens. And so I'm going to push back as much as possible to get the answers that we need before we go down that road, because I was part of the recreational marijuana the medical marijuana. And, you know, there are some things I regret. Because I feel like that some of those guardrails that we put into place have been knocked down. Mm. And so I'm learning from that experience and kind of being very cautious about the recreational marijuana and going down that same pathway. So I do believe that there are some good things out there. Will it ever happen? I can't say never, especially with public policy and all of the things that happen. But I do believe we need to be cautious and listen to our law enforcement.
Representative Cheryl Delosier, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. She brings up so many valid points.
She does.
Ultimately, you know, the devil is in the details. Mm-hmm. You need the details. You need to know how this is going to play out.
Yeah.
But again, I think we get so caught up. We see a headline, the governor's going to legalize marijuana. You think it's going to happen. It's too quick.
Yeah.
It's too quick, and we've got to be smarter as a society, and we have to ask these tough questions. What do you mean? What's this program going to be? How's it going to work? We need to know.
We do. I mean, she brought up a lot of points that I really wasn't thinking about because I was, you know, shifting on the other side of legalization, but that's the point of the podcast, to have that conversation. We appreciate her being with us today, and we always appreciate you being with us. Do us a favor, head over to our YouTube channel, like and subscribe. Until we're back to chirp about another topic.